Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon joins me to talk about what we can watch. I'm Kat Gallen. I'm ready to hear about what we can watch. Susie, we are magical today. Would you agree? Magical.
G'day, Kat. I'm definitely feeling magic today. So I've gotten you some mythical, magical things to talk about.
Let's start with The Witches. Hocus Pocus 2 is out on Disney Plus.
Yeah, so Hocus Pocus was released in 1993, which I can't hardly believe that was 30 years ago. But finally, we're getting the second installment, and I can't wait. Number 2 sees the Sanderson sisters awaken again to wreak havoc on the sleepy town of Salem. 3 high school students, they'll endeavor to stop the sisters from continuing their reign of terror and return them to where they belong, their graves. The sisters, condemned witches during the 15th century trials in Salem, returned in 1993, but they were banished until now when 16-year-old Becca accidentally invites them back to the land of the living. The movie sees the return of some much-loved characters, Winnie, Mary, and Sarah Sanderson, of course, as well as Winnie's boyfriend turned zombie, Billy Butcherson.
Let's take a listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Legend has it, it's on the 16th birthday that a witch gets her power.
Lock up your children! Yes, Salem, we're back!
Hey, it's the Sanderson sisters.
I bet you're looking for the stage.
Always.
Question for you, is this Bette Midler's best role?
Ooh, controversial. I'm neither going to confirm nor deny that one, but I am so happy about this movie's release and to see the return of many actors from the first films, but mainly the Sanderson sisters. I'm so glad they didn't replace them with anyone. So they're played by Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker. They've become iconic with their over-the-top makeup and exaggerated flair. But two actors who won't return are the two children that were in the first Hocus Pocus. The actor who played the boy who woke the witches has retired from acting, so we won't see him. And the on-screen sister, Thora Birch, who played Danny, while she still acts, it doesn't appear she'll return. I am secretly hoping that she'll do a sneaky cameo. Fingers crossed.
I managed to crash a school trip to Boston, Massachusetts when I was 17. The politics class were going and I wasn't studying politics, but I heard that there was going to be a day trip planned to Salem and witch obsessed at the time. So I said I was becoming interested in politics just to get myself on the trip.
Oh my gosh, that is an awesome reason to go. I assume that means that you've seen Hocus Pocus 1.
No. Have not, but I will catch up. I'm so sorry.
Please catch up. So, I mean, I guess that means you know lots about the Salem witch trials. And the era started because of one of the most famous cases of mass hysteria, where people present with illnesses but are actually not sick, which saw the beginning of accusations of witchcraft. So over 200 people were actually accused of witchcraft in that area. 30 were found guilty, 19 were hanged, 5 died in jail, and 1 was killed by being pressed by large rocks. So while Hocus Pocus does take a humorous look at the period in time, there are other shows, movies, plays that dramatize the events, such as The Crucible, probably the most famous depiction of the events. That was first a play and then a movie in 1996. Another one worth catching.
Yeah, and a local amateur dramatics group in Ferney-Voltaire, actually, just in neighbouring France, put on The Crucible a couple of years ago in a barn, which was a perfect scene for it. And a local cat just walked across the stage a couple of times during the show. So perfect.
What are the chances?
Exactly. So we're not going to take a look at witches today without looking at wizards. There's something on Sky Show that if you are a fan of the magic, you should catch.
Absolutely. So Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, is coming out on Sky. So after Dumbledore and Grindelwald meet and acknowledge their feelings for each other, Grindelwald discusses his plan to destroy the Muggle world, which obviously Dumbledore denounces. When Grindelwald vows to carry out his plan regardless, Dumbledore creates an army, including spies, to try to stop Grindelwald and his inner circle. This is the third installment to the Fantastic Beasts franchise, and it's the 11th film in the Harry Potter universe. So he's returning for this one, Eddie Redmayne, Jude Law is also in it, and Ezra Miller.
But Harry, Hermione, and Ron, nowhere to be seen. So it's the universe, but not them, not those centralised Harry Potter characters and Potter and crew characters. Let's take a listen to a snippet from the trailer.
If you listen carefully enough,
past whispers to you.
We're here to see Albus Dumbledore.
That would be my brother.
The world as we know it is coming undone. Grindelwald is pulling it apart with hate. If we're to defeat him, you'll have to trust me.
This one out this week on Sky Show, Witches and Wizards Aplenty. So, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, out this week on Sky Show. And then we had Hocus Pocus 2, which is out this week on Disney Plus. Susie, have a magical week.
Yes, have a magical week. See you, Kat.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.